Ad v'yad b'chlal. That you said up until, does it mean included or not? I do ma'ad v'lo yad b'chlal. Like, what do you mean to say ad b'ina parshis? That is to say the chutz asher extends ad until b'ina parshis. So the question is, what's the loch of b'ina parshis itself? Is where the nerves branch off, is that considered like the chutz asher still? Or ad v'lo yad b'chlal? No. Where great is offered, it's not called the chuta shedra. Here does not become a treifa. That's one shayla. Boya Papa said like this. It's like this for Papa. That in Tinsan, if you want to tell me, ad v'loyad bechlal, that he only meant to say it extends until the Beina Parshis, but not including where branches off. If so, P Parshamel, what's going to be by the point of the nerves? What's going to be there, not after it branches off? By the point of it, what's in the loch of the point? Rashi says, "Pi pashimal mit nifsa chut hagodol kineged pi apsulim." At the top part, right before it starts to branch off, right there is nifsak. So, what's that mokum? Is that a mokum treifa or no? That was a shiloh. So it's a shiloh. Another shiloh. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the question like this: Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, imtim sleima. If you want to tell me that ad ziyad bechlal, yes, that up until the Beina Parshis, and that's also included in the Chut HaShedron, so Parsha Atzmamau, what's going to be the locha of the Parsha itself? Like not Beina Parshis, but the Parsha itself, what's going to be there? Like there's a little bit before where the nerves branch off, but that part itself, Rashi says, where mamash branches off itself from the chut, now what's going to be the locha? The place where it really branches off, that branch itself, in that nerve where it branches off, what's the locha? Is that a mokum treifa or not? So Toshma coming here, it says, our parsha, mashma, the branch itself, tidun kibosa, is considered like flesh. Chutz mashma, it's not like the chut hashed, it's only considered like flesh. So my love doesn't mean to say Parsha Rishonu Shniya, that even the first and the second one is also only considered like Bosa. And the Chur means to say that if it gets cut there, it's like a Kshera. So you see, the Parsha itself is still called Kshera. It's not the Chut HaShedra. Someone's Lord, it could be, no, it's not the Pshat. Here it means Shlishis. After it says that the Parsha is Tidin Kibosa, maybe it only means the bottom, the third branch off. That true is like Bosa, there it's kosher. But it could be by the first and second one, that could still be a suffix, what the locher is there. That's called a treif or not, that could still be a suffix. So the Gemara is, the eifah, what's going to be by a bird? Like how far down does the spinal cord extend by a bird? Gemara says, Rabbi Yana Yama Lamata Min Akfayim. He says, the lower, like of the wings, Lamata Min Akfayim, as soon as it comes below the wings, that's how far down the spinal cord goes. Further than the wings, that's not called the spinal cord, that would not make a treifa. Resh Lakish says no, ad beino akfayim. Resh Lakish says no, it's the opposite, mamish like the beginning of the wings, not below the wings, but the cord at the beginning of the wings. Ad beino akfayim, in between the wings itself, right away, that's also considered, that's where the chut hashedra ends. And the mokum of the wings itself, if it gets cut there, it's not a treifa. Ulu says, Hevikimna kaimei de ben pazi. He was once standing before ben pazai. The isla kaimei ufa. And they brought a bird in front of him. And by says there was a psuki was cut there. And the shayla was it cut through the spinal cord or not? Or bodak ein ad beinak fayim. And he checked it out to make sure it's cut like below the mokum of the wings. So Mashmi learns Beinu Akfayim. The first shita, he only checked up until like the beginning of the wings. But once it came to the place at the beginning of the wings already, that's not called the Chut HaShedra. So Sholach Len, they send back to him the Beinu Siyo, but they send back to him from the Beinu Nossi's house. They come the Ozil, and he got up and he went away. For Lo Yadana, we don't know. Is it the pshat because really you don't have to check below this point? Imishum covered the siyah. was no, he only did a respect because of respect of the nosi. But the mice was he only checked it down until the beginning of the wings. And then he left and went to the Beinasi. So the question is, why did he leave? Did he leave right now because he holds that's all you have to check, just until the beginning of the wings, not below? Or else maybe no, maybe really he would have continued on checking. Just as covered the Beinasi, they called him to go to the Nasi's house, so he left. So you have a clear raya which way he really holds, how far down do you have to check to make sure it's not a psuka, in between the wings or only the beginning of the wings. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says another treifa is nitla kovid. If the whole liver is taken off, that's also considered a treifa. So most mashmah, something's left over though, then it's not a treifa. So more says, on the shtayir menu kulum kshera, if any little bit of the liver is left over, then it's called kshera. Afagav lehev kezayis. Even though there's not an olive's worth, there's not a kezayis worth of the kovid, still it's kshera. So the Morai Vatnan, the learned Gemara letter that says, Nitel HaKovid v'nishtar menu kezayis kshera. No, only if the liver is still left over kezayis worth. Less than kezayis worth is not kshera. So when it says, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Lekash is no stira. Ho Rabbi Chiyo, Ho Rabbi Shimin, Bar Rabbi, Tzemach Lekis Tarko. One Tarko says it has to be up until the kezayis, and one says no, even if a small amount is left over, still it's kshera. Ho Rabbi Chiyo, Shimin Bar Rabbi. He heard the Reb Chiya, the Maestro of Reb Chiya also, that Zarek Lo, when Reb Chiya checked it out and found that the liver was missing, even though there was a drop left over, he threw it away, because the old, it's a treifa, unless you have the gezayis left over. And Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, Matfuloy, no, he ate from the animal. As long as there was a little bit left over of the liver, he held it was kshera. V'sanecha, what's the simon over here? That Ashira Mekamsin, that the more rich you are, the more less sparing you are. In the Kamas, you save more. Rashi says, Reb Shimin Bar Rebbe B'nei Shonosi Hoya. He was very rich. Well, Mekamas, Lashon Atzron, like he holds back a lot. So therefore, he didn't just throw it away, he used it. So if it was the Reb Shimin Bar Rebbe, yeah. That he was one of the Matzvullah, he still ate it, he did not throw it away. The other one says, Ha'upul Musa, there was an army, the Asla Pumbadisa. The army once came in to Pumbadisa. So, Arki Rabba Reb Yosef. So both Rabba Reb Yosef, they both went away from town. And they didn't want to be taken the place by the army. They had to be put into the army. So they ran away. Now, what happened was, Pogobo Reb Zera. So Reb Zera met up with them. And Omalu, he said to them, Arukoyi, like, teach me what's the locker here. As I recall you, like you people, Russia's Gemira Minoi, let me learn from you this halacha, that Kezayis Shomru, that though we said by the liver, if you have a Kezayis worth left over, it's not called the Treifon, the Mokum Mara, is it true that the Kezayis has to be in the place of the gallbladder? By the Mokum of the gallbladder, near the liver, that's where you have to have the Kezayis left over. Is that true? Yeah. So I'm a proper purpose. He told him that that's the lochum. The lochum is the kzayis has to be left over the mokum of the gallbladder. Ravada Marav Omar the mokum shichai. No, that's not the place. It has to be left over in the vital place by place where it lives from, where the covid is attached. And that mokum, Rashi says, kovah chaya hainu mokum tliya, where it's hanging from. So that's where it's hanging, tachas akos, under the kidneys. That's where the liver has to have a kezayis left over. So the machloek is, where is this kezayis to be? By the gallbladder, or by where it's hanging, near the kidneys? Some of the prophet says, Tukach, therefore, being in kezayis the mokum, or being in kezayis the mokum, shichai, that's called a chumrah. And it's only kshayra if you have a kezayis left over the liver in both places, near the gallbladder, and near where the liver is hanging, attached to the kidneys. Then go lechumra both ways. Bori Rav Yirmiyah, if Rav Yirmiyah asks a question like this, Bori Rav Yirmiyah, mislaket mahu, what's going to be the lach of this kezayis that's still left over? You only have it by mislaket, means a small piece here, small piece there. It's not in one place, the kezayis. There are little pieces of the liver left over at different parts. So mislaket mahu, you gather them together, you have a kezayis, is that kosher or not? Kiritsu mahu, also, it's not one round kezayis. It's a long string. a long strip. But together this long strip adds up to the shear of a kezayis. What's the locha? Boy Ravashi, kezayis merudad mau. If you have this kezayis, that's like flattened out. It's merudad. It's not normal to live, it's like flattened out. And after it's flattened out, there's a kezayis left of that. So what's the locha? Is that called the liver? Is that called some left over that? Rashi merudad mi, Rashi says merukaya. You have a gar mikra suis worse. So take, oh, there's a shayla. And that said, you have to have a kezayis left over the liver. Is it enough that it should be flattened out or straight or mislanket to take? Boy minei reb zrika mrabami. Nidaldala covid. Let's say the liver, like, was uprooted. What's going to be? It was torn away from where it's connected. The liver was torn apart, torn away. But the mura bitashia seho. It's still attached, though, by the diaphragm, by the tafshir seho. What's the lock? Is that enough to say it's called a chaya or is it a trefa? Now, Omalei said back to him, dildo zeh, that's what you said, that's torn off, like it's loose. Any day, I don't know what I mean to say. Manashach, ilaman diyama makim maro ha'ika. If yod watik zayas has to be attached by the gallbladder, it's still attached. Ilaman diyama makim shichaya ha'ika. Maisa, it's still attached. Russian the Dalda means necrum claimus arabri. It's torn apart a lot of places. But it's still attached a little bit. So therefore still called attached both by the gallbladder and by the kidneys. So therefore Bhav is still called Ksher. Then the Mishnah says, Horeya, if you have the lungs, Shanikva, if there's a hole in the lung, that also makes a trefa. So Ravu Shmuel, Ravasi, the Yarma, they both say Karma Eloi. They both say where does it have to be pierced through? The top membrane, the common law, the top membrane of the lungs, if it's a hole in that, that's not to make the trefa. The Yarmu law, the other ones say no, karma tisoi, the trefa has to only be if the hole goes through the inner membrane. So Amr Rav Yosef says, Amr Rav Nachman, v'semnech, how are you supposed to remember this? Like, how are you supposed to remember who said what? So he said, you remember, kituna, Dudo, the man chabei reya. So Kitunui says, remember this is, you have to think of a rose that's colored. It's a coat like colored with roses that the lung lies in. So that's the way you're supposed to remember this. So as she says, Kitnu Duroi means Malbush Adam, a red coat that looks like a rose. Shareya Munachas boy. Vada Rashi says, Hashem Shekorin Tachto in Odin, the bottom one is more red. Yeah, Kini Simka. That's the way you remember this. Whether it's the bottom coat or the top coat, where exactly the trefer is, the bottom membrane or the top one. Harmer says, yeah. Pshito, Iyinka Viloi, if the top membrane has a hole. Viloyink, if Tisoi, the bottom one, does not have a hole, Tisoi, make it, Enochanami. That it's a swell, the bottom membrane still protects it, the air doesn't get into the lungs, it's not a trefa. Kid Rabba like Rabba, the Yom Rabba says, Hi Reya, if you have this lungs, Rabbi says, you have the lungs. The aglid kainoi sumka. If you have the lungs,